This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with the one and only Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 7-5radio.org. That's 7-5radio.org. Tonight it is Saturday, March 13th, 2021. The year of our Lord is approximately 9 minutes after the hour wherever you are. Unless you're listening to us on the delay. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good myself. I'm doing okay. It's been nice weather, and it's getting warm. Spring is here, and at least down here in Tennessee anyway. But I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Yep, and it's nice in the District of Columbia. I'm currently in Northwest D.C., just hanging out by Costco. Anyways, pretty soon we'll be back to 100-degree humidity, 100-degree temperature, 100% humidity, and just a big mess. First order of business, we always want to remember those members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, we have no names to read off. One officer from Chicago Heights, Illinois, passed away in the line of duty after suffering a major heart attack fighting with a perp. Second order of business, Walter had brought up a very good point in our pre-show meeting about incident in Nashville. Walter, why don't you take it away?
Well, this story gets better and better all the time because in Nashville, there was a shooting, a police-involved shooting last night. And then earlier today, there was another police-involved shooting in Nashville. So we're going to hit both of those. In the first shooting, there was a woman that was wanted on warrants. And, of course, they don't say what kind of warrants there were. She was driving a 2020 Chevy Camaro. The officer got her out of the car, and she was standing on the side of the car with the car door open, and the officer was by himself, because they still have single R&P patrols here in Nashville, and she started walking towards the officer, and he was telling her to back up, back up, back up. Now, she was all of 5'5", 275 pounds, big woman, about 30. And this officer was a big guy. He was also probably about 5'10", overweight. But he was telling her to back off. Now, this is all on dash cam and his body cam. So it's not like I'm reading it from the press. I'm watching this with my own eyes, and you can pull it up. Just go to Nashville police shooting, and you'll see it. She walked up to him, grabbed her purse off the trunk of the car, went around the passenger side, and he was threatening her that he was going to tase her. And she went around, and he followed her, got into her vehicle. Before she could close the door, the officer was trying to get her out of the car. And then the officer screams, put the gun down, and shots rang out. He got hit, and he went down to the ground, and she got hit, but she closed the door and drove off. And a little later on, they found her, and she was dead. She was dead. She was shot multiple times. Now, her mom got to the hospital. Of course, the reporters, you know, like bottom feeders that they are, they ran up to her. And we're talking to her, and she wanted to know why that officer had to shoot my baby so many times. Okay, now, this is a white cop shooting a black female. Now, in the wake of the George Floyd civil suit yesterday, Nashville PD chose to release the dash cam and the body cam to snuff out any kind of baloney that would have been blown out of proportion and start race riots in Nashville again over, you know, because of the George Floyd Taylor thing. And I say Taylor because that's what Nancy Pelosi calls him. Anyway, we'll get to that George settlement in a little bit. So I'm just going through. The officer is not in critical condition. He's expected to survive his injuries. Thank goodness. He did the right thing. When he saw a gun, he pulled his out. And according to the people that scrutinized these clips, the woman shot first. Regardless, if somebody points a gun at you and you're a cop, baby, you're getting it. I'm shooting. I'm not waiting for you to shoot. I'm not waiting to see the whites of your eyes. All I see is that gun. I'm shooting. So that's just, you know, one former cop telling, you know, the new guys. Anyway, just coming in, probably it happened late this afternoon that a woman was shot twice by a Metro Nashville police officer. The woman was shot in the 2800 block of Greer Road, like anybody cares where it was. She was attacking the police officers with an axe. Jeez. So she was subdued by two gunshots, and she's in the hospital. No word on her condition. Now, the chief of Metro Nashville Police, Chief John Drake, he talked to the reporters outside of Vanderbilt in Nashville today. And he was trying to keep the peace that the body cam from this morning, last night's shooting was recorded and released. This way, like I said earlier, there's no nonsense. You're going to follow this up that she was unarmed and he shot her and he threw a gun in the car and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he was hit. And it could have been a little bit averted. I hate to Monday morning quarterback anybody. But this officer was way out of shape. You know, when you're a police officer, you need to be an athlete. You need to be able to run after people. You need to be able to run upstairs in case of emergency. You need to be able to run downstairs in case of emergency. Some of these guys are taking their lives into their own hands by just being overweight. Just because you're a cop doesn't mean you got to hang out, you know, like the Bengals said, in the donut shop. You have to be in some kind of shape, guys. You know, lift weights, run a little bit, you know. You're sitting in a squad car for 8-10 hours a day. You got to do something else also. You just have to. You have to train on your own. In the NYPD, most priests had a weight room in locker room, so you can do something in shape. You can keep some lunch.
Right. While we're coming on our first commercial break, when we come back, we'll talk about the fat cops and any race riots in Nashville for cops doing their job. Anyway, coming up, we have the Royals, we have the Redskins, and we have Three Men and a Baby. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sunfire Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Anyways, we're talking about Nashville. Cops shooting armed black women, shooting at them, and fat cops. Here's my take on it. These body cameras are a lifesaver, because guess what? If a cop or anybody does the right thing and goes by the book, how can they get in trouble, number one? Number two, as we see that the woman in the Camaro shoots at the cop and the cop fires back, it's what they call a good shoot. Same thing with the situation with the lady wielding the axe swinging at cops. Hopefully they have body cameras on and they are, and the evidence is released soon. Last year in Washington, D.C., in the 7th District, which is Southeast, you had a couple hundred people outside the 7th District protesting, yelling, and screaming at these cops because Metropolitan Police Department was responding to a call of a young black male with a gun, and the cop had his body camera. So less than 3 seconds, this cop had to act. He saw the kid with a gun. He said, drop it. Kid kept running, so the cop drew his weapon and fired. So as soon as that was released, guess what? There are no more protests at the 7th District in Southeast Washington, D.C. Now, in terms of the body shaming of police officers, I mean, first of all, if you're a cop and you're overweight, you're really overweight, you know, it's a matter of pride because you can be a great cop. Your uniform can be sharp. Shoes shine. Haircut squared away. If you look like Santa Claus or Grimace from McDonald's, you know, you look like a slob. And what's even worse is now that departments are letting cops grow beards, grow their hair, and they're becoming sloppy. Number two, it's a health issue. Because if you're sitting in the cruiser or RMP all day, stuffing your face with donuts and coffee, and only getting out to take reports and write speed tickets, when the you-know-what hits the fan, you're going to drop dead like that poor officer in Chicago Heights, Illinois. Also, third, if you have to chase a perp, you're running through buildings, you're running upstairs, downstairs, through alleys, climbing fences. Guess what? That Ford RMP is not going to be able to go through fences and go upstairs. And God forbid this person is wanted for numerous violent felonies. You know, how are you going to look at it? Like, oh, you got to get away. Why? He outran me. Meanwhile, you got what they call the Dunlap. Your gut just Dunlap over your gun belt. So it's a matter of pride. And, I got no problem. People with long hair, beards, and piercings, this, that, and everything, doing your own thing. But when you're in uniform, it just drives me up a wall. These cops with, like, ZZ Top beards just look like absolute garbage. And it's a matter of pride. The public, especially the crooks, are going to respect an officer who's squared away. You see officer squared away, he's in somewhat decent shape, or he's got a shape other than pear, his uniform squared away, guess what? He's going to get more respect than the slob that just came out of the RFP smoking a cigarette. Well, anything else on sloppy cops and people looking to burn down Nashville?
Well, you know, it's like this, you know, overweight cops, overweight firemen, you know, overweight security, overweight any kind of public servant that's overweight. You know, you're a reflection of the job that you're presenting. And let's just say I'm in trouble, and I call a 1013 over the air, and I'm on the fourth floor, and I hear, let's say, you know, 75 Adam, you know, en route, and I know 75 Adam is 300 pounds and out of shape. He ain't going to be able to help me by the time he gets to me, you know, and it's discouraging that you know who can do it and get to you and help you, and you know who can't. You know, if you're going to be out of breath in the first 50 yards, when you get to 75 yards, you're not going to be any good to me. You know, or yourself. You're not going to be able to defend yourself. You know, what happens to animals in the wild? They pick on the one that's most vulnerable. So if you're standing there, you know, huffing and puffing and trying to catch your breath, guess what? They're going to take everything off you except your dirty skivvies.
Right. Right. And then we saw it last year when the cops are getting a glass of water. It was embarrassing. And, you know, they didn't run away. They didn't retreat. And it's just embarrassing. And then I saw there's another shooting of a sheriff's deputy pulling a gun on a motorist, I don't know, for a traffic stop. So, and this cop looked, it's embarrassing because no tactics whatsoever. The guy's walking towards him, so the cop's walking directly backwards. He's not moving, you know, going to the left, going to the right, things like that. He's not moving, not taking cover. He's got his gun drawn out, and the guy, middle-aged gentleman for whatever reason, he's like saying, go ahead, shoot me, and this and that thing. And so guess what? The cop draws his gun and blasts him. But, you know, it was a good shoot because the guy was threatening to walk towards the cop. And but the police officer, the deputy, didn't use any tactics. He didn't use any non-lethal things. No taser, no pepper spray, no baton. He went right to his service weapon and dropped the guy. So, I mean, it just, you know, it's like, okay, we all get tunnel vision and things like that. But, I mean, come on, you know, that's why you need to go to training. When I was with the NYPD, we had training about every 6 months. We had the service weapon, and we had physical and tactics training where, you know, they wanted to see how many push-ups we can do and things like that. And, you know, within a couple of minutes, I was huffing and puffing and said, oh, I got to get myself into shape. But then again, that was like 25 years ago. But anyways, moving right along, changing gears here in Virginia. We have a governor's race coming up. Terry McAuliffe, who's a GOP bagman, is running as a Democrat, along with a bunch of other losers. I think Justin Fairfax is also running, who's been accused numerous times of sexual assault. He probably wants to become the next Andrew Cuomo. Anyways, we had a gentleman named Patrick Snyder running for governor. He still is running for governor, but his opponent put out a video, or uploaded a video, sent it out to everybody on the GOP mailing list. Don't ask me why I'm still on the GOP mailing list, because I haven't been a Republican since 2007. So anyways, Mr. Snyder said that Donald Trump was people like Donald Trump are dumb racists to and we don't need him in office. And I really liked Patrick Snyder, and I thought, you know, I really liked his policies. I really liked what he's done. He's a self-sufficient guy. Well, guess what? He wanted to call people like Donald Trump a dumb racist. Well, guess what? You're the idiot, Mrs. Snyder, and you're not getting my vote. In fact, I was going to actually contact his office and try to book him. But guess what? You lost the endorsement of 75 Radio. So look for us to try to get his opponents on the GOP primary in Virginia to come on the show. I know one of his opponents, I forgot the gentleman's name, he actually sent me a flyer with the Blue Lives Matter flag on one side and stating that he supports law enforcement on the other side. And if I remember the gentleman's name, I'll let everybody know. So anyways, Mr. Snyder, you lost the endorsement of 75 Radio. Next order of business. Well, you remember the movie Three Men and a Baby? Well, I guess we lost Walt. Anyways, back in 1987, Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock himself, directed Three Men and a Baby, starring three of the biggest stars in the 1980s. When we come back, we'll talk about Three Men and a Baby, Redskins, and the Royals. Stay tuned, everybody, on 75 Radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a Border Patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to receive, shelter, and transfer unaccompanied minors until their immigration case can be processed. The secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Representative John Katko says adding those responsibilities to FEMA will take away resources from their vaccination efforts. The New York Republican tells Fox News that the order could impact many Americans.
That crisis was created by Biden's executive order, so there's no doubt the disorder at the border was by executive order, and now they're peeling away precious resources from FEMA. And American citizens who need to get have their vaccines and get their personal protective equipment, everything, are maybe going to suffer because of the lack of attention.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow premium pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The FDA is warning of false positives with COVID testing.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COBUS test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Italy is set to begin a new round of lockdowns a year after the coronavirus first hit the nation. The government says it's trying to contain a new surge in cases fueled by new, more contagious variants. On Saturday, the country recorded more than 26,000 new coronavirus cases. In half of Italy's 20 regions, new restrictions begin on Monday, with non-essential shops closed and people allowed to leave their homes only for work or health reasons. The entire country will go under those restrictions over the Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Quick correction. The gentleman that said people like Donald Trump are dumb racists was Pete Snyder, not Pat Snyder. Anyways, his biggest opponent that do support the men and women in law enforcement is named Glenn Youngkin. That's Glenn Youngkin. I will contact the Youngkin campaign and see if we can have him on 7-5 Radio. Anyways, Walt, you remember the movie Three Men and a Baby?
Yeah, it was Selleck and Ted Danson and that guy from the Police Academy movies.
Steve Guttenberg. Anyway, yeah, the movie was directed by none other than Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock himself. It was about three swinging New York bachelors who had to care for a baby girl. But now, today, we have another episode of Three Men and a Baby. Well, it's not a cute movie released by Touchstone Pictures, a division of Disney, but we have three gay guys who made history when they became three fathers listed on a birth certificate. I'm not making this up. This is from the New York Post. Three gay guys was able to marry one another, something like out of the Joe Exotic or Lion King or Tiger King series. Anyways, the three dudes were able to marry each other, and then they decided to father a child, and they were able to have three names, not one, not two, not three names of a father on the birth certificate, even though only one of them provided the sample. And anyways, this is just another reason why we are slip-slide into God knows what. This is one of the reasons why I said gay people should not marry. You know, if you're gay and you want to have two, three, four guys do whatever it is y'all do behind closed doors, and I don't know about it, God bless you. You know, have at it. But anyways, I remember, Walt, about 5 years ago, that a child's birth certificate had two names on it, the mother who carried the child and the father who fathered the child. And then for centuries, mother and father were married. Now we had, first we had kids, people having kids out of wedlock, to gay people get married, to gay people adopted children, to gay people marrying two people, three people at the same time, and now we have parents changing genders on the birth certificates. In New York City, you can have X as a gender, as a to-be-determined type of thing, and only God knows what else is coming down the pike. I mean, currently we have child sex abuse that runs through Hollywood like cocaine at an award show after party. And meanwhile, the garbage media is silent on all this. Why? Because ABC and Fox are owned by Disney. NBC is owned by Universal/Comcast. And CBS is owned by Viacom, which also owns Paramount Pictures. So anyways, you got three guys married. They want to adopt kids. And everybody thinks it's great. Well, what do you think about this type of thing?
You know, I don't know. Morally, it's, you know, in my book, it would be, you know, incorrect. However, you know, your free spirit, you know, like you said, if it's behind closed doors, do whatever you want. I hope the child that they have, you know, grows up to be a good person, non-judgmental like we are, unless you want to be judged and put it out there to be judged. People that put themselves out there to be judged, they're the ones with the biggest mouths. You know, why are you judging me? It's a tough nut to chew on. You know, it's like we're eating a walnut without shelling it. It's there, you know, it's there, and it's just kind of hard to get through and swallow. Pardon the pun, but it just happens to be a difficult thing. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. But if you go ahead and do it, don't cry if it falls apart. You know, don't cry if it falls apart in the years to come. You know, the child may be bullied, and you're going to have to be prepared to handle that, and you don't know who you're going to be handling it with. So, you know, it's these three guys want to be together, absolutely fine. But then you bring the child into the mix. You know, the child's got to grow up. The kids are confused when their parents are together. You know, mom and dad are together, let alone now I got three dads, you know, or three moms, or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it's therapy is all I could say.
Right. Exactly. And one thing I noticed about gay couples, they always adopt kids that are the same gender as they are. Two dudes usually adopt a son. Two ladies usually adopt a girl. But again, you make it bring up a good point. What's going to happen in school? It's like, oh, what's the name of your mom and dad, Johnny? I don't have a mom, but I got three dads. What? Exactly. But, I mean, we're just... Pretty soon, Walt, we're going to have people already want to go down to the courthouse and marry themselves. They want to have a ceremony just themselves. You know, Pete, I don't pronounce you husband and domestic partner. People want to marry inanimate objects, like a rock or a stuffed animal or a automobile or something like that. You know, you and Walter, you and your Ford Mustang, I pronounce you man in automobile. And then... People want to marry their animals. And, folks, I'm not making this up. They want to marry their dog or cat or horse or goldfish or whatever. And it's only a matter of time where, you know, you're going to have adults want to marry minor children. I mean, we're not talking about close to the age of consent or with parents' permission. We're talking young, like elementary school. And it's again, the media's going to be silent on this one. Oh, and... We say something on the say something about it, guess what? We're the bad guys. We're the racists. We're the homophobes. We don't want to hear. We don't want two people in love to get married. I mean, just it's like Bob Grant used to say, "It's sick and getting sicker." But anyways, moving right along, I think these three guys, their favorite football team would now be the Washington Redskins, or as the cancel culture says, the Washington football team. Why? Because the Washington football team has discontinued its cheerleading program after 50 years, replacing it with, guess what, a co-ed dance squad, like you see in the NBA as part of its rebranding effort. And this is from ESPN. The team has announced last month that the cheerleader program was paused while it was decided what directions the rebranding would take. So, anyways, you got a game of modern-day gladiators. Guys 300-plus pounds just bashing the hell out of each other on a field with 50, 60, 70,000 red-blooded, straight A-type personalities in the stands. And you have the gorgeous cheerleaders from different teams. The New York Giants does not have some. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, the Dallas Cowboys, their cheerleaders were just as famous as the team, making guest appearances on TV shows like The Love Boat. And here in Washington, D.C., newscaster's name is Nancy Yu, gorgeous lady. On Channel 9 News, she was a cheerleader. But anyways, now we have a co-ed dance squad. You know, I guess we're just, it's, the co-ed dance squad is great for here in Washington, D.C., because this town is loaded with nothing but beta males. And also, Washington is the most gay-friendly city this side of the Mississippi, if you don't count New York. But anyways, look for the NFL to continue to be a laughingstock. The Washington Redskins changed the name to the Washington Football Team. Very original for the cancel culture. They canceled the cheerleaders because they want to have a co-ed dance team like the NBA, but I don't recall the NBA having a co-ed dance team. I remember the Laker girls and the Knicks City Dancers, which most of them girls were double D or bigger. Well, you got any comments on the co-ed dance squad from the Washington football team?
Well, something along those lines. Last night, I went out with my son for dinner, and we were sitting and we were having a couple of beers, and on television, North Carolina was playing Florida State in NCAA basketball. And I noticed a Tar Heel was running up and down the court with pink socks on. Took a closer look. Pink socks had his hair up in a bun, kind of, you know, like a man bun, but an afro bun. And you could look and you could tell that this fella was, you know, a fella. But, you know, probably identified himself as feminine. That's where it's headed right now.
Right.
I'm glad to see that he's playing basketball with men. You know, not in the women's
league. Right. Anyway, stay tuned. We're going to talk about the Royals next.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Check us out, ladies and gentlemen, 7-5radio.org. 75radio.org. Anyways, well, this week, billionaire Oprah Winfrey interviewed Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle. Now, Prince Harry cut ties with the royal family for whatever reason and moved to America, where they're living they're cramped into a 18,000-square-foot mansion in Santa Barbara, California, worth over $14 million. I mean, they're really roughing it, folks. But my question is, who gives, you know what? These people are just two spoiled brats. They haven't accomplished anything. Anyways, my question is, who is Prince Harry's real father? Because if you look at Prince Charles and you look at Harry, they don't look alike.
But They look alike. It's just the hair that's different. I mean, they look like the same ears, same jawline. You know, I don't know. This is real fun.
Google Prince Harry's real fun. Google Prince Harry's real father. But anyways, of all people to conduct the interview was Oprah Winfrey. No, Oprah Winfrey has been acting like a pimp by introducing young Hollywood starlets to one Harvey Weinstein. And we all know what happened to Harvey Weinstein. He was more or less a serial rapist. You went nowhere in Hollywood as an actress unless you went to Harvey Weinstein's casting couch. And from what I understand, Harvey Weinstein is just a real pig. And Seth MacFarlane told us about Harvey Weinstein back in 2013. And anyways, Oprah Winfrey interviewed Prince Harry and his wife for whatever reason. Who gives a crap? I mean, the two people living in a mansion. We're not. But anyways, Oprah Winfrey has a, she's in a video where she's talking about sexual abuse, saying that sometimes as a child, sexual abuse can feel good. I am not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. It is on our website. Click on the link. But again, we are just too obsessed with the royals. Anyways, the uncle of these two brats, Prince Andrew, was heavily involved in a friend of one, Jeffrey Epstein. And one Virginia Guffrey came out, or Virginia Roberts, before she got married, said that she had numerous interactions with Prince Andrew in the sexual nature while she was under the age of consent. So Prince Andrew was a serial rapist. And so Andrew was went on BBC TV and tried to two-step and just looked absolutely awful. So anyways, we're talking about these two people who just don't like the royals for whatever reason. But meanwhile, the real scandal is that the Prince Andrew, amongst other things, Oprah ignores because, you know, she's in with these Hollywood idiots. Well, what say you about these royals?
Well, you know, the royal family has been around for millenniums. And they normally inbreed to keep the bloodline clear. And just since the mid-1800s is when they started marrying outside of their bloodline, because the royals were being born with deformities and disabilities, mental and physical. And in order to keep themselves as royal family, so to speak, they started to marry outside the bloodlines. And now I believe Queen Elizabeth is quite unhappy with the choices that the boys are making. You know, and this goes back to 1980, when Charles married Diana. Everybody knows that Queen Elizabeth was against that marriage. And of course, Charles, you know, he was messing around with that Camilla lady. And then when the boys were born, when the grandchildren were born, well, you know, they went their own separate ways, so to speak, and married outside the bloodline. I think the royals are looking to secure themselves again. It's obvious that Queen Elizabeth doesn't like Meghan at all. She's outspoken, and yes, she is a spoiled little person. but you know, Harry's had it tough. You know, second born to the throne, and now he's fourth in line to the throne because of the kids that Will has had. Yeah, you know, Harry's been to war. You know, he's been in Afghanistan. You know, he did the helicopter pilot thing. Maybe he didn't see action or anything, but he was there. And he's done his own thing. You know, he's like, I'm rich. I'm going to do what I want. You know, they got naked pictures of him partying in Las Vegas 10, 11 years ago and running around the world and being a playboy. And then when he settles down, the queen don't like it. But then again, he's just a kid. He's being a kid. Will, he's more of the, I guess people would say the sensible one because he's the oldest, but that doesn't make him the smartest. But as far as these two guys being on Oak, it looked like Harry didn't want to be there. From what I saw of it, Harry didn't want to be sitting there at all. And man did most of the talking. And, of course, Oprah, you know, she's got to make everybody believe that she's, you know, in the loop and everything. But we know what loop she's in, and you mentioned this before with that serial rapist. And people didn't become anything in Hollywood unless they sat on his casting couch. And from what I understand from Corey Feldman, it didn't matter if you were male or female when it came to Harvey Weinstein. So these royals, you know, it's like the old lady up on the hill crying for bread, and she's already got a ham under her arm. You know, you don't need any more than you got. So if you leave your family to come to America, or they were in Canada for a while, just go back shopping. You know, do your thing. You know, go to the local Piggly Wiggly for milk and butter and stuff. You don't got to go on Oprah. Oprah's just going to destroy you. Oprah's only out for herself.
Right. Out for herself and, and Harvey Weinstein till he got arrested. Sure. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, like I said earlier in the show, Hollywood is just full of these perverts, and they keep covering up for each other. And just shocking. I mean, one picture, you see over with this young lady, and just the girl was scared. And Oprah's holding her hand, you know, introducing her to Harvey Weinstein, and just, you know. She became a billionaire because of all these suburban mothers watched her for 20, 30 years. So, anyways, that actually, anyone that follows her is people who jump off a lake. I mean, she's done nothing for 30 years but just cause problems. But, anyways, and hopefully the royals, they just get what they got coming, because there's a whole bunch of other things about the royals, not just the sex scandals, but, you know, involvement of the Bank of England and some other things, Illuminati-type things. But I'm not going to go into conspiracy theory, so we know, have more information. But, you know, my question is, like, why does England still have the royal family? I mean, it's the 21st century. They don't do anything. They don't produce anything. They're like the mother of all welfare recipients. I mean, it's embarrassing. You have a prime minister that runs the UK. You have a House of Lords. You have a House of Commons. You have a court system. Why do you still need a royal family? Tell these people to go get a job. I mean, and like Harry, well, I guess supposedly he has a deal with Netflix and some other social media provider to do whatever it is he does. I mean, I foresee Harry putting out something, you know, trashing the royal family even more. But anyways, another question is, how did him and his old lady get enough money to buy a $14 million house? But anyway, probably got a couple bucks from his bank account from his delivering the newspapers living in Buckingham Palace. But Walt, you got anything else for our last minute?
Not a whole lot. Dirt track racing season is starting to build up down here. I-75 Speedway has changed owners. And I'm sure our not-so-sexy intern are going to make the introductions so I can still get in for free.
Right.
Other than that, our not-so-sexy intern also reported today that the wound on his leg is not healing correctly. The doctor is on vacation and told Mike that if he comes back from vacation and it's not healed, he's going to cut him open again. Oh, well, good news, right?
Yeah. But anyways, well, that's the closing music. Another one in the can.
But anyways, folks, this is Peter Scoops for Walter Yerke. Remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make a difference. See you next week. Check us out, sunfireradio.org, sunfireradio.org.
For 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.